This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for the 7th day of June. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner here now. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. For me, Drew, if you could clone this day, just put it out the rest of the way, all the way through fall, it'd be fantastic. However, I bet the crops would like something a little different on occasion. What can you tell me about the upcoming weather forecast?
Well, you know, I think we do have an opportunity for a little variety. Right now, though, with all the short-rooted crops out there in the heart of the Midwest, we are going to stress some crops for a little while. And it's going to get a little scary for a little while because we do have such short root systems out there, and the temperatures are going to be very warm, and we're going to continue in this accelerated drying trend for another week, actually. And there will be a few showers around, but for the majority of the region, we are going to continue in the drying mode. So over the next 7 days, I don't think we'll see a lot of moisture of significance for the heart of the region. And temperatures are going to peak out from Saturday through Wednesday in the middle 80s to the lower 90s and perhaps even a few middle 90s out there. And in this environment, with the ground already becoming a little short of topsoil moisture, we are going to see more leaf curl take place and some stress in these crops in general. And even though we've got an abundance of moisture down a little deeper in the soil, some of these recently planted and replanted crops are going to have a tough time reaching that because it is drying so quickly. And so once we get to the end of this next 7 day period, I believe that the chances for rain become much better, and we should see adequate relief starting to take place during the second half of next week and moving into the following weekend with some showers and thunderstorms possible at that point. So I think there's going to be a lot of concern out there, I think, as we go forward through this period. Now, for those areas that have the crops in the ground, they were adequately established and doing just fine, other than the fact that there's been a lot of moisture around, certainly this environment will benefit those crops to a large degree. I was looking at some percentage of normal charts here in the last day or two. It's interesting to note how much of southern Iowa and northern Missouri really haven't seen quite the abundance of moisture that other places have had. So we'll be watching them also for some potential for a little stress as time moves along.
Other places that I'd like to talk about, because wheat harvest is beginning now. In southern Illinois, I'll take it from what we're having here and what we just discussed, they'll be fine for soft red winter wheat. What about for the hard red winter wheat growing regions?
Well, we're in a good position right now for improved maturation and harvest environment. You know, it's been a pretty wet year. We've had a lot of disease out there. We've had issues certainly with heavy snow just a few weeks ago, and we're going to be in the middle 90s through the lower 100s from Friday into Monday. It's very hot out there, and all the precipitation will end here today and early tomorrow, and then they'll be dry for several days. It's really a good environment, though, for stopping the spread of disease, for accelerating crop maturation, and for promoting some of the early harvest in the South. So I think from their perspective, this all is going to be very good.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for the day.
You bet. Have a great day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Wednesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.